We've asked you to send us a phrase or bit of slang from your line of work that nobody on the outside would understand. And I was especially intrigued by what listener Marty Benson Smith sent us. She's a former flight attendant with America West Airlines, and her phrase is this: salads over St. Louis. She explains it refers to a particular flight attendant, a newbie, who was very sweet and very slow.
Coming from a corporate world, she didn't have a lot of experience rehydrating clients up in the air.
Rehydrating? Is that what you call it? Giving them a
yeah,
drink?
Yeah, I think so. It's, you know, rather than slogging drinks, I like rehydration technicians. So,
I see. Okay.
Anyway, because she lagged a little bit in experience, her first class service kind of lagged as well. And when leaving Phoenix, she probably should have been on the dessert service by the time we were over St. Louis, heading to Washington, D.C., but somebody discovered that she was still serving salads, which is, you know, one of the first courses. And it was like, oh boy, you know, she's going to be serving during landing. And it kind of became a euphemism for your slower flight attendants. And it was just a polite way of saying, boy, is that person slow?
Did the flight attendant know that you had this phrase that arose from her being kind of slow and in delivering food?
I only worked with her one time. I think she misbid and wound up working back in, as we impolitely called it, steerage sometimes in the back of the airplane.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
And
good to know. Because that's me back there. That's me you're talking to.
I know. That was all of us, actually. But I never directly talked to her about being called that.
You know, I wonder if any other flight attendants anywhere else would know what you're talking about, or maybe they have their own term if their route is different. Maybe it's, you know, salads over Saskatoon, or I don't know, drinks over Duluth. I don't know. But they may have no idea, really. This is really specific to your airline and your route back then, I guess.
Right. But I would almost guess there'd be similar situations in other airlines.
So how would you use it if you're with your flight attendant friends now? How would you use it? How would it come up?
I think if you were at a restaurant and the service was very slow, or if you were on another airline and, boy, their service is kind of slow, you might say, oh, they have a salads over St. Louis as well. So I know. It's such an affectionate term. It makes me long to go back and work with that group again.
So you think it is affectionate? You're not. You were kind of making fun of her, weren't you?
No, I don't think it was a make fun of at all. I think it was a gentle thing. Salads over St. Louis, and everybody really liked each other. We were really a strong team at that airline.
Well, Marty Benson Smith, thanks so much for sharing your little bit of trade lingo with us.
Well, thank you. And be sure and use that lingo on the flight attendants to see if it gets you anywhere.
But there are no salads anymore in steerage. You know, you're lucky to get a bag of peanuts.
That's true.
That's former flight attendant and listener Marty Benson Smith in Colorado Springs. We'd like to hear your trade lingo. Please send it to us on Twitter or Facebook. We are at NPR ATC.